Hi, it's Roger here from What's On DisneyPlus.com. A quick review of Star Wars Tales of the Empire. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So on this year's May the 4th, which takes place this coming Saturday, we're going to be getting a brand new short series, Star Wars Tales of the Empire. This is kind of like a follow-up to Star Wars Tales of the Jedi, which came out previously for Star Wars Day. These six shorts, there's three for each character. So they focus on different periods between these characters' lives. They're about 10 to 15 minutes apiece, and trying to stay spoiler free, I don't want to give too much away in terms of what the story is about or any surprises or anything like that, but I'm going to start off with saying I'm a little bit disappointed in these for one particular reason, and that is the character choices. They picked two characters, one of which, if you're a big fan of Star Wars The Clone Wars, you might be alright, but for me, I couldn't even remember who she was, and now I'm actually even going to have to look up what her name is because I still can't remember what it is. So you've got three episodes about former Jedi Barriss Offiss, and also you've got a young Morgan Elizabeth. And Morgan Elizabeth is a character I'm at least aware of because of the Ahsoka series, and we've also seen her in The Mandalorian. She's basically the witch that helps out Thrawn, and we get to see a little bit of her life before all this sort of took place. We get to see some of her origin story, how she got on in the Empire, and then kind of almost like a scene just before the events of The Mandalorian. Those were okay, but I'm not going to lie, none of these stories really make any difference. If you do not watch these, they are going to make no difference. This is definitely for hardcore fans, and yeah, the other one with the Jedi, we get to see how she ends up becoming Sith, but then we end up seeing her kind of changing back due to problems within the sort of the Sith Order. Yeah, again, these episodes, they look beautiful. There's the odd little cameo here and there in there. But overall, I was a little bit disappointed because they just, like, you've just picked two random characters that just didn't need these stories. This, like, when I think of, like, the last series where it was, you know, we saw a little bit about Ahsoka. We also had some stories as well with Count Dooku. These ones are just like, I mean, this Jedi, like I said, I can't even remember her name. It's still, even though, because she's just forgettable. And that's not good. That's just, there's so many other characters, which I don't know if they necessarily could have been fleshed out, but they could have just done one of these and that would have been enough for them. They could have maybe done some other characters. But I think the character selection for these ones is a big disappointment. I just don't think many people need to bother with it. If you're a big Star Wars fan, you're probably going to want to check them out. And there are some fun bits in there. There's definitely some good animation. And overall, it's a nice little bonus thing to have on Star Wars Day. But yeah, it's just tricky. Not getting into the story side of things as well. There's just nothing there of any importance. It's all just filling in little bits of gaps. And this is where I feel like Star Wars has kind of got into this, like, rut of trying constantly to fill the gap between all these characters when it's just like, we don't need to. They're not that important. You know, these are side characters that, you know, they're not big important things. And yeah, I can't help but feel like this feels like, and there's probably like a bit of a pet project, and maybe to the creators, they feel like they need to expand out these characters a little bit more. But in all honesty, they just aren't important. And I think that's the big problem for this. You know, there's Tales of the Empire. They could have done so many other stories. They could have done some Darth Vader stories of like some adventures, which wouldn't, you know, just him going off doing an adventure like in the comic books. And it just, you know, him kicking ass. That would have been cool. You know, you could have something with Thrawn. Do something where it's a bit more fun rather than just kind of filling out these meaningless side characters, which I just don't think needed it. I mean, like I said, they are solid. There's nothing wrong with these ones. There's plenty there to enjoy. But I was disappointed that it could have been so much more. They are fine. You know, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. I didn't dislike them. I enjoyed watching them. I've watched all six of them. But there's no chance I'm going to go back and watch them again because there's just no point. Unfortunately, I feel like, like I said, the character selections, we're really getting into, like, Z-list kind of characters at this point. They could have done so much more, especially with the whole idea of Tales of the Empire. They could have done some of Grievous or some just some other characters within the Empire that are so much more interesting than these two that they picked. And I think that's that ultimately causes the problem for the series of just like, you're looking at it going, what's the point of this? But yeah. So as I said, if you are a Star Wars fan, do check it out. I mean, I'd give these ones, you know, 3.5, 4 out of 5. You know, they are good, but they're just meh. They're just, it's not that next level up of where, you know, this is amazing and you have to watch it. And I think that is a little bit disappointing. If these things had never existed, it wouldn't have made any difference. And that's not a really a good thing. Especially, I mean, in all honesty, they would have been better off holding off the Star Wars Bad Batch finale for this weekend and actually just not even doing this one. And that's not a really a good sign. But nevertheless, are you going to be checking it out? And also, you know, if you're watching this after it's come out, let me know. Did you agree? Do you not? And obviously, this is a spoiler-free version, so I didn't want to get too much into the stories. But let me know what you think of all this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. And may the Force be with you.